Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today in the Startup Chat, I want to share a recent story. And I think what we're going to end up talking about, Heaton, is this concept of trusting your intuition.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah, we don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Especially when all the rational, logical reasons point against what your gut or your intuition is telling you. So when your mind and your gut are at odds or at war with each other, how do you deal with that? Because I think trusting your intuition is oftentimes easy when the decision is easy to make, or when there's some logical reason that you can justify why you feel weird or bad about something, but it's very difficult when you don't. So here's why I want to talk about this with you. So a few days ago, what happened is that I was on a call with a candidate, somebody that we were trying to hire, and that person had gone through, you know, we're very rigorous in the hiring process. You have to talk to a lot of people, jump through a lot of hoops. We take our time and we give people a chance to really get to know us. And we're really deliberate about the kind of interviewing and hiring process. So for certain positions, when you get to talk to me, you've gone through a lot already and the company is pretty sold on somebody. So I jump on a call with this engineer and I read all the notes that everybody prior had, and people really thought that it was amazing in skill, like his just capabilities were really, really great, and he seemed very likable. And I saw some comments here and there where people were like, there's something a little weird here, but I don't know, maybe it was just the interview or something. So I saw some of these comments and thought, okay, I'm going to make sure that I pay attention to this. So I talked to this guy for an hour, and during the entire hour, like, he just says all the right things, and he has great energy, and he seems like a really cool person. And there's nothing that I can point to for why I feel so weird about this guy, right? There's just nothing that I can't say. Oh, his body language.
So it's like a gut feeling.
It's just pure gut.
Is that what you'd call it? It's just a gut feeling. You're gut. Just like, I can't.
Yeah, the thing that made me feel weird is, here's somebody that I should really, really like, but I don't like him. And like, I don't know why. Like, I cannot, usually I can point my finger to something after an hour of talking to somebody, right? I can just come up with a story of what's wrong here or why I'm not connecting. With this guy, I couldn't. Like, the only thing I could tell was that I had the feeling that this is either he's not authentic, either he's just like really good in this interaction, but I'm not getting the truth, or here we're entering the moment where I'm doubting my intuition. Like, so I'm starting to, because I don't have good rational reasons why I don't like this guy, I want to be humble, right? I'm trying to like negotiate with my intuition, or I'm trying to come up with rational reasons why I'm probably wrong. So I'm like, maybe it's the interview setting. Maybe this is just his personality. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. So I'm debating, I'm trying to argue away my feeling about this person, right? But I can't sense that. I'm just not getting over it. So in the 1 hour mark, I'm like, well, fuck it. I might as well be honest here. And he asks me, he says, you know, is there anything, you know, any concern that you have, anything that you blah, blah, blah want to bring up? And I'm like, you know, I'm going to be really honest with you. You know, everybody likes you. Everybody thinks you're really good at what you're doing. I really like you, but I can't get over the feeling that there's something I'm not getting. Maybe it is, you know, maybe it is the nervousness of the interview. Maybe it is hard to be fully yourself, you know, when you're interviewing with somebody. But I have the feeling that you're like this perfect version of yourself and maybe highly polished. And I just want to get the real you. And I'm not sure if I've gotten that yet. And I know that this is a weird thing to bring up in an interview, and it's tough for you to respond to this, but I want to be honest and transparent on how I feel this very moment. Right. So I'm bringing this up. I'm trying to be honest. And he responds to it in a little bit of a weird way, right? So he's like, yeah, well, I appreciate the honesty, but, you know, I mean, it's an interview and, you know, some people get nervous, some people get this, and I don't think it's fair to judge them on that. And I'm like, no, no, no. See, if you were nervous, I'd like you, right? I like it more, I think. Like, it's just that you're so, that you're so perfect. Like, that I don't expect you to not be nervous. I don't expect you to be this superhuman. So I get that. And then he tells me this weird little thing where he's like, well, you know, maybe it's the time that I had in the military. And then he says one sentence. It was kind of an offhand comment about, I don't know, some secret missions he was on or something weird like that, where he learned to be communicating in a certain room at a certain time. So it's hard for him to leave that behind, blah, 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 something. Something kind of weird, not really convincing. But again, we finish the phone call, and in my mind, I'm arguing with my intuition. I'm like, well, maybe it's just his personality. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Everybody liked him. He's really good. Maybe I'm wrong. And I'm like, and I'm typically, I am fairly trusting of my intuition, but I just can't get over that. But then the thing is this, you know, we have this episode, let me bring it up, about how to do due diligence, right? And this is one of my favorite episodes because this is something I think most entrepreneurs, most startups don't do really well. It's episode 134, how to do due diligence on people. So he had worked, he told me he was a consultant to a company that I know really, really well. And in our interview, he was wearing a t-shirt with their logo. He was wearing that company's t-shirt logo. So I'm thinking, well, you know, I hang up the call and I'm debating with myself. So I'm thinking, I'm going to call the founder of that company and see if I can get any kind of information about him, right? So I pick up the phone. Oh, I text the founder, hey, do you have 5 to 10 minutes? I'd love to chat with you about so-and-so. He's interviewing with us. And the founder responds, yes, call me in 5 minutes. So I call him, and here's the story that I get from that founder. So I call the founder, and he tells me, listen, Stanley, typically I would never talk about people that have worked here before. This is company policy, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, we're really good friends. I've known you for a long time. I'll tell you our experience with him, and then, you know, I'll let you be the judge of this. He was hired as a full-time employee. So this is the first red flag. He told us he was a consultant, never that he worked as an employee. It's like, he was hired as a full-time employee. He was really, like, he seemed really capable, but a little weird. But he was like, you know, all developers are weird. So I didn't think too much about that. He's like, he comes here and works here for 2 months. And then he disappears. He's like, just one day, he stopped showing up. It's nothing. No email, no call. Doesn't reply to our messages, that just vanishes. First week, we're like, maybe there was an emergency, maybe he's sick. Second week, we start worrying, should we call the police? Maybe something happened. There's no communication channel that they're able to connect with him, and they're not getting anything. It's just radio silence. He just vanishes. And 7 weeks after him vanishing from that company, he mails in his corporate laptop. Again, no note, no message, no explanation, nothing. Just his laptop shows up. And he's like, this was 6-7 months ago. He's like, I've never heard from him again. It's like, this is the weirdest thing anyone has ever done. Like, he just disappeared. We have no clue why, what happened. It's super, super weird. And I just had my mind blown in that moment. I was just like, well, okay, there's a lot to unpack here, right? But that's my story, right? So I hang up, and obviously, you know, I do a little bit more due diligence, and we decide to not make an offer. But what keeps me busy with this story, I mean, there's two parts to it. One is that it blows my mind that you would show up at an interview with a logo of a company that, you know, he had done a lot of research on me. He knew I knew these guys. He talks to me about how much they loved him. He talks to me about that he did consulting there. Like, a rational, normal human being, I assume, would just, if they did something like this, would just take it off their CV and never talk about that. But he was very proactive, which blows my mind. Maybe there's a mental issue. I don't know what it is. But this, and then the second thing is that I was like, wow, if I didn't have that background due diligence channel, we would have made an offer probably. I would have overwritten my gut. And it's such a rare thing for me to do, because usually when I have an intuition that speaks against somebody, I have some kind of logic that I can add to it that makes me feel okay about my trusting my intuition. But in this case, there was just so much evidence that this person was amazing. There was nothing I could really point to why I didn't like him or why I felt that something was off. So in that moment, I think I would have tended to not trust in my intuition because it was hard for me to justify that and justify that with a team or with other people in the company. And that bothers me, right? So that makes me think about this concept of like always trusting your intuition, maybe especially when you don't have rational reasons why you feel a certain way. Maybe then especially you should trust it. I don't know. I'd love to hear your comments and thoughts on this and kind of unpack this topic together.
I mean, you listen to your gut, right? And you didn't just listen to your gut and just say no. You listened to your gut and did more diligence. I mean, that's what I'm hearing, right?
Yes, but I'm wondering if I got a little lucky with this as well, because I had a friend at a company who worked at that would tell me this. Versus if we had done normal background checks with companies that maybe, you know, did have a different experience with him, or maybe we're not as honest and we're just giving a boilerplate, yes, we're happy you worked here for 7 months, blah, blah, blah. You know, maybe we would have made an offer. So I'm not exactly sure if this outcome, how much of this was luck or how much of this was me doing the right thing of like just doing a lot more homework after my gut was, you know, unconvinced about him.
Yeah, this is a fascinating one. I mean, so many people have such different strategies in life, you know, and I'm going to go all the way there. And what I mean by that is like, it's not, you can't just tell everyone, hey, listen to your gut. And go make a decision on it, because that's like a pretty generic statement, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, what if your gut's wrong and everyone questions that? What I really like about this is just that, like, if something feels off and you can't explain it, you got to do something about it, right? Like, if you can't explain it and then you make the decision of hiring the person, it's likely something might go wrong and you couldn't explain this feeling you had. And then you made a decision against the feeling. Now, I mean, I don't want to simplify this thing too much, but to me, like, anytime I have a gut feeling and it's off, these days I just listen to it. And if I still feel a little weird, like, oh no, maybe I should hire the person. Maybe I should, you know, I don't know. Then just only answer is like, go figure out a lot more information. I mean, especially because you're talking about like a hiring scenario. I think you and I have talked about this before. People don't do enough diligence.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. People don't do enough diligence. And when your gut feel is off, it's likely it should just be a no in the hiring process. But you want to make sure that it's almost like your brain's catching up to your gut. So the way to make your brain catch up to your gut is do your diligence and just get verification that this is not a good idea. Because usually the gut feeling is something that's usually a negative thing, right? That's just the way that most people produce it.
Well, that's an interesting question. That's probably true, although I would say that sometimes you're just really excited about somebody, although there's not a lot of evidence that they're going to be amazing. Right? Sometimes within a few seconds, your intuition tells you this person is amazing, or the chemistry with this person is going to be really great, or something, that there's an opportunity here that your intuition is catching up much faster to than you're, again, able to collect rational evidence to support that. But you're right. When it comes to people, when somebody says, I had a gut feeling about a person, usually it's probably a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't hear people say I had a gut feeling. I hear more people say I had a gut feeling in a negative way than a positive way.
That is true.
Right?
That's true. Well, that's another question. It's an interesting question. Why is that, right? Why don't we have good gut feelings about people? Maybe it's because, you know, so many times or in most interactions, people are trying to hide, overcome, or not, you know, truly display, you know, their intentions or their capabilities, hence why there's maybe so much bad signals that pop up on a human-to-human level. But yeah, you know, I agree with you. I don't want to say that the lesson here is for everybody, just always trust your intuition, because intuition is, I truly believe that intuition is still based on your life experience to a certain degree, right? And your skills and knowledge and it's really rapid fire pattern recognition. And so if you don't have a lot of experience hiring people, if you don't have a lot of experience in, you know, communicating with people, and if you don't have a lot of a good track record of being right with your intuition, then I would, about a certain subject, that I wouldn't tell you to just generically always trust your gut feeling about everything. Because there's certain things where you just don't have enough, you haven't created enough data in your brain for your gut to be accurate, maybe, or to be fine-tuned. But maybe the lesson here is as simple as, you know, when your intuition tells you no about a person, don't just override it with logic, but try to keep investigating, because there's a very high likelihood that there's a reason why you feel a certain way. I mean, think about it. If all the logic, if all the rational reasons point to yes, and you have a bad feeling, the question, I think it's a really legitimate and important question to ask, why, right? There must be something there, and what is that? Either it's something hidden with that other person that the data doesn't show, and you should uncover that, or, you know, to be self-aware, maybe it's something hidden within yourself that you should uncover. Maybe, you know, maybe you have a huge bias against a certain type of person. You're not aware of it, right? But there's something. Otherwise, if all rational things say yes, there's no reason why you should have a bad feeling about somebody, right? There must be a reason. That doesn't, bad gut reactions don't just fall from the skies. It's not like stumbling over a stick or a stone in the park. Like there's something, and you just don't understand what that is. And I think maybe the simple lesson here is to never stop until you've uncovered what is that. It could be with a person, could be with yourself or with something else, but you should uncover what is creating that feeling versus just trying to override it, which is usually never working.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very interesting topic, because like in business, you end up, like you just end up dealing with this constantly, like in almost every decision, if you really think about it. It's not just about hiring. It's like especially when you're starting from nothing, you're creating something from nothing, and you need to have a lot of conviction on what you're doing. A lot of times, like, you don't have enough data. So if you don't find a way to listen to your gut or verify it or make some decisions based on your gut, what are you doing? Like, that's where I'm coming from on this one, where it's like most of what you do is gut, and your brain's just catching up later. And so you have to basically, a lot of times you have to listen to your gut first. And a lot of this has to do with like even some simple things like, what's the next thing I should do, right? Not just should I hire this person or not, but what's the next thing we should do in our business? There's an unlimited amount of possibilities, and all the data in the world won't necessarily help you make the right decision if you don't have some kind of gut feel. I mean, this is even where vision comes from, right? Like, your vision comes from your gut. It comes from this idea that like you think you can change the future in this way. Is the data going to show you that you can do that? Not really, right?
Not really, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I wanted to take it there, because it's like, I think this is such an important topic. I haven't heard anyone talk about this. Because everyone wants to talk about, well, we're making the right decision. We used a bunch of data, but at the end of the day, all the decisions are based on gut in a startup. You're just catching up with data. And it's the founders that are making those gut decisions and those gut calls, and the data is just used to inform the gut or verify that it was right or wrong. And you'll notice it's just not wrong. It's a gut feel. How can it even be wrong?
Yeah, I think that if you're able to, whoever, like in a startup, as you said, you know, most of the time you're not going to have the time and the data to make perfect decisions. And whatever you can do to be able to make good or good enough decisions at a really fast pace is going to help you and make you really competitive and increase the chance of success. So as a startup founder, if you're able to move on intuition, on your gut, on instinct, and not to say that you shouldn't try to verify if possible to see if you're biased in some way, you need to correct yourself or if you're wrong. But if you're always trying to like make sure that everything is supported by a mountain of evidence before you take action, and I see this oftentimes, and I'm sure you do too, the only thing that does is it tries to blanket the founder in this false sense of security that they're not making mistakes and that they're going to be able to justify and defend their decisions in front of investors, their team, themselves. Like, this is why we are so data driven. Everything we do is based on facts, and that's great. There's nothing against that. But if that's the only way you can make decisions, or the primary way you make all decisions, especially in the super early days where you don't have that much data or resources, you're going to be going very, very slowly, and it's very unlikely that you're going to be succeeding. You're going to have to go on instinct in many, many ways and be okay with making mistakes, but trying to make them quickly and move on. And I think on that, on the gut side, I think it's probably most of the times, if you think about risk, the risk of making a mistake, I would say that 99% of the time, the risk of trusting your gut and making a mistake is much lower than the risk of not trusting your own gut and trying to go with something and then making a mistake. Just because if you have a weird feeling about something, you have conflict and misalignment, and which means that even if you're moving forward with a person or a thing or a strategy, every single moment you're moving forward with it, there's conflict, even if it's just within yourself, which will mean that you will not execute on this or work with this person at the best possible way or in the best possible form to help succeed, right? People can sense if you truly like them or not. You know, people will sense if you truly believe in a strategy or not. So when you're not trusting your gut and you have this weird feeling, it affects the way you communicate, it affects the way you think, it affects the way you work. So it drastically decreases your chances of success. Versus if you're fully aligned with yourself, with your own gut, with your intuition, even if you're going in the wrong direction, at least you're going, you know, really fast and you're going in a convincing way and hopefully in a way where you're going to uncover that you're going wrong quickly so you're able to readjust and do something else.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so, I guess the gut's so powerful. How about that?
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, even in scenarios for me, like where, you know, picking an investor, gut has been pretty responsible for that. Just because in that case, like, you just can't make a good decision, especially when you have the pleasure of options. When making a hire and when I have different options, it actually makes the gut feelings easier. So let's say you had like three head of sales that you were interviewing. All of them seemed pretty good on paper. None of them were too far off. Your gut feel could probably help you make a better decision.
I was just curious, can you remember a time where you've made a decision, let's say people related, doesn't matter if it's investor, partner in a business or a hire, where your gut was slightly, you know, off on this person, or there's something that was off in your gut, but you still moved ahead. And then in hindsight, you're like, oh yeah, two months, 2 weeks, 2 years into it, you look back and you go, oh, I knew it. My gut, my intuition from the get-go knew that that would probably be a problem, and I didn't listen to it as carefully as I should. Have you been super in tune with that for a real long time, or can you even remember a time where you made that kind of a mistake?
What do you mean by that? Well, like, how are you?
Yeah. Working, like, taking money from an investor where your gut wasn't saying this is going to be perfect, and then it turned out that that investor was not a good investor, or hiring somebody that didn't work out because you didn't trust your gut.
I'll tell you what works for me, and again, I think this might be individualistic in a lot of ways, but like, I'm actually able to do that for other people really, really fast. So what I mean is, like, I am 100% of the time right about someone else's decision, even when they're making the wrong one. So if you told me, hey, there's these five investors, right, and you just gave me some small amount of information about them, even if it wasn't very detailed, I could probably tell you who's going to screw you.
Yeah, I've noticed
so,
that.
So, yeah, and I don't know what it is, but what I feel like is in daily life, I'm not put in enough situations to say, okay, especially in the investor case, the gut feels right.
Right.
So, you know, that like I have enough data points, but I do have enough data points for other people when I look at it. And what I think I think this is such an interesting conversation, because like one of the things is like other people just need to listen to their gut better. And so most of what I do when I even talk to someone or advise them is help them understand their gut in a way where I'm not using that word. The reason is like people use language, right? They say, oh, you know, this person's asking for all these things. This investor's asking for all these things. They haven't even committed or given me a term sheet yet or said how much money they're going to give me. But they're asking for all these things. And I'm like, okay, so do you want to give them those things? They're like, no, I don't want to give them those things. I'm like, I mean, they can't explain why they don't want to give them to them. Right? Give that information. They think it's logical. Like, oh, the person's just asking for all this stuff. I don't want to give it to them. But if it was someone they really trusted and they had a good gut feel on, they'd give them all the information, right?
I love that. You know, that reminds me of a therapist friend of mine who's really amazing at what he does. And remember him telling me this 15 years ago, and it blew my mind, and I really had to struggle with it. But now I totally believe in what he said back then, which was that, you know, almost every single person that comes to him with a problem, no matter how devastating that problem, no matter how soul-crushing it is, no matter how challenging it is, the solution is already in that person. The person already knows the answer to the question, already knows the solution to the problem, already knows what needs to happen and what he or she needs to do. And it's not his job to offer them solutions or offer them ways to overcome it. It's his job to help them uncover that in themselves and then believe in that to be able to go with it. So he was like, you don't have to help people with their problems. You have to help them to believe in, you know, their own intuition, in what's already in them as a solution that they're unsure about most of the times. And it's the same thing in consulting. It's the same thing in many areas in life where people come to you with problems. But, you know, if you're good at giving advice, or if you're good at helping other people, which you are, right, you're amazing at that, you know that 99% of the time, you don't really have to solve the problem for them. You just have to help them see the solution. And they already knew it before, but they were just not, for a variety of reasons, not ready to accept it or to go with it or trust it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're probably using their brain too much.
the conscious side, maybe the rational side versus the intuitive subconscious side of things, but that's a potentially a subject for another time. I think we'll wrap this up. This was, you know, this is one of these things where something happens in the day to day in the business, and I know it bothers me or it keeps me busy, and I'm kind of trying to think more distinctly about how I think about gut and instinct and when to trust and when not, and how react in real life versus what I would tell other people how to do things or tell even myself. And then I always know, I'm always grateful that, you know, that there, I have a sparring partner to talk about this with and, you know, dissect it and look at this thing. And we know based on the feedback and the emails that all you listeners are sending us that oftentimes this is helpful and tackles problems that you guys struggle with as well. All right. I think this is it for us for this episode.
Yep. See ya.
See you guys.